Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, what I was telling?
About India.
So all the Western people, whenever they come here, all our devotees from Europe, from America, from many countries, you know, they say India weather is so good, you know, India weather is always good. They say, kya itna nubu acha lagta idhar? But the sun is there, sun. Sun is there here. There is something called as winter depression. All psychiatrists they study in Europe this terminology called winter depression, which comes only because of winter. So much winter is there that your fingertips get frozen and they become blue. You know? It's minus 30, minus 25, only snow, and people still have to go to work on that. You can't get leave because of that. Someday all the road gets locked, then the leave comes. हमारे घर बहुत देर ट्रेन हो गया तो स्कूल बंद, ट्रेन बंद तो ऑफिस बंद, ऐसा कभी कभी होता है, लेकिन नॉट एवरी डे इन द विंटर. बट देर इज नो सन, बट देर इज नो सन. यू नो हाउ मच इम्पोर्टेंट सन इज इन लाइफ. सन इज रिक्वायर्ड फॉर डाइजेशन, फॉर गुड हेल्थ. इवन इन पुराणा वी वर्शिप सन फॉर गुड हेल्थ, नॉट बिकॉज इज डेमी गॉड, बट सन इज मेंट फॉर हेल्थ. He gives you heat, he gives you vitamin D, he gives you ultrasonic rays, USV, ultrasonic V rays, he gives you. So much crop comes. When sunlight doesn't fall, the greenery doesn't grow, even the grass doesn't grow. If there is shadow, the grass grow nahi hota hai. The sun girta hai, wahin par greenery paida hota hai. Humare gaadi mein lagaya na hum log ne bhi, wo gavat, kya hai bhanda tola? Green grass, we have put up na. Where there is shadow, it is not growing there. So much it is required for life. Life is directly connected with sun. And that sun is abundantly available only in Asian continent. Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Burma, Bangladesh and some other countries where sun is available like that. And in some countries, sun is available so much that they can't come out only. Like Gulf countries. 60 degrees centigrade, 65 degrees centigrade. Also it happens in deserts. So the sun is so much abundant available, but nothing can grow in that sun because sun is so much, not a single plantation can grow there. So every country has to buy everything from outside. In London also, you know, the roads are so clean, house is like picture, you know, like drawing on picture. Sab jagah ghar milenge, ek hi jaisa ghar. बेस्ट कंस्ट्रक्शन एंड बेस्ट डिजाइन, बट एक जैसा घर सब जगह. लंदन जाओ, मैनचेस्टर जाओ, साउथ जाओ, वेस्ट जाओ, नॉर्थ जाओ, सब जगह एक घर. रोड पे कचरा भी नहीं मिलेगा, सो क्लीन एंड नाइस. बट माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, एक्सेप्ट फॉर आलू एंड सम बेरीज, नथिंग ग्रोज देयर. एवरीथिंग व्हाट दे ईट कम्स फ्रॉम अदर कंट्रीज. सो वी से इन आयुर्वेदा दैट ईट सीजनल फ्रूट्स एंड ईट दैट व्हाट ग्रोज इन योर लैंड. But nothing grows in their land. Nothing like seasonal fruits. Because they will say, अभी हमको ये पपीता अच्छा मिल रहा है, वो स्विट्जरलैंड से आ रहा है. That they will say. अभी बेरी का मौसम है, बेरी अभी जापान अपना क्या बोलते हैं, इटली से आ रहा है. Some berries grow there, of course. Raspberry and strawberry and blueberries and blackberries. First time I saw there is blackberries out of mobile. That's a fruit. There was. Because Indian people know BlackBerry means mobile. Radhana Swami one time gave one lecture, you know, and the topic of the lecture was apple and blueberry and blackberry when they were fruits. मतलब वो जमाने की बात करो जब apple और blackberry fruits हुआ करते थे. Topic of the lecture, just show how Kali Yuga is progressing, you know. People don't know the fruit now, they don't know the instrument which is coming out of the fruit. Apple, they don't know apple, but they don't know the apple, you know, Mac and iPod and iPad and iPhone like that. So, Durun Dongar Sajre. We can understand India is so rich. Everything grows in India. Just imagine. Every damn thing grows here. नॉर्थ में डिफरेंट, साउथ में डिफरेंट, टोटल डिफरेंट. एक कंट्री के अंदर वहां पर वीट मिल रहा है नॉर्थ में, साउथ में राइस मिल रहा है. ईस्ट में ये मिल रहा है, महाराष्ट्र में सब कुछ मिल रहा है, यू नो एवरीथिंग इज सो ब्यूटिफुली वैरायटी एंड यू नो ड्रेसिंग स्टाइल एंड योर क्लॉथ योर सिल्क योर लोकर व्हाट यू कॉल वूल एवरीथिंग इज अवेलेबल हियर. इमेजिन उधर खाली पाउंड है बॉडी. और एक जमाना ऐसा आएगा फॉर एग्जाम्पल वी ऑल डिसाइड की बैन इंग्लैंड डोंट गिव देम एनीथिंग दे विल स्टार्व टू डेथ. प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड देयर इज नथिंग व्हिच ग्रोज देयर. राइस एंड चपाती एंड एनीथिंग ग्रोज देयर. सो हु इज रिचर? व्हाट इज रिचनेस अल्टीमेटली? रिचनेस इज डिफाइंड एज नेचुरल रिसोर्सेस नंबर वन. मोर देन इंपॉर्टेंट ऑफ दैट रिचनेस इज डिफाइंड एज रिलेशनशिप्स between two individuals is a real richness. The use of all wealth, you know, if you don't have friendly, loving people next to you, what you can do with the wealth? You may be multimillionaire, but no one loves you. Imagine, Michael Jackson was so rich, filthy rich. He was murdered. He had no friend in his life. So much of money, fame, and people were running after him. They would not wash their hands after he touched them. 7 days, they will not wash their hands. Michael Jackson touched me. How will I wash this hand? Divine hand has touched me here. But he died more worse than a dog also, the way they died. So, the real wealth is defined as friendly and loving relationships. How many you have, that much wealthy you are. You may be a pauper, you may be a garib man. But if you have people who love you, truly, you are most wealthy. Second thing is, natural resources. Even if you are poorest man, you are rich if you eat sabji grown in your own garden. You pay 70 rupees and you buy a kobi made out of gutter water near railway station, because your land doesn't grow anything. All land that was growing everything has turned into buildings now. So your food comes from outside. So what is richness? पुअरेस्ट फार्मर इन वृंदावन. बोला साहब पैसा नहीं, गरीब आदमी हूँ सर, ऑपरेशन फ्री में करा लो. वो अपने खेती की सब्जी खाता है रोज, अपने खेत में बनाया हुआ गेहूं का रोटी आपको खिला सकता है, वो अपने खाए का दूध का छाछ पिला सकता है अपने को. बोला साहब घर का बनाया हुआ मक्खन, अभी दूध निकाला है, कल का दूध निकाल के उसका अभी मक्खन बना के आपको दे रहे गरम गरम, और खेत की हमारी खेती की रोटी है. तो हु इज रिच? We envy them. Arey, we have so much money and we are paying so many rupees for per kilo Shakti Bhog Atta. All Shakti is gone from the Atta. Only Naam Shakti is there. All uska jo green, brown color, all coverings, all the flakes, everything is removed. And they are sold to the vitamin industry. And you are given nice, shining looking white Atta, which is as good as Maida only. So what is richness? And third richness is, you want to hear third richness? Yes. Third richness is if your working place is close to your house. No. Not in Bombay, huh? By the way. This is a universal statement. Don't think because we stay in close to Bhaktivedanta and Viral trains are very crowded, that's why we are saying no. Everywhere in the world, wherever you work, if your working place is close to your house, you are a wealthy man. And fourth thing you want to hear? What is the source of wealth? One big sannyasi came to my house. His name is Devamrut Swami. Not our Devam Prabhu. Another Swami is there. Black American Swami. He came to my house for lunch. And I served him lunch. So he asked, is this food cooked by your wife? I said, yes, Maharaj. Then he asked me, everything she has cooked? I said, yes, Maharaj. This also she has cooked? I said, yes, Maharaj. He asked 2-3 times and wanted to confirm whether some items are from outside or some outside from outsourced or anything is possible. So he confirmed that each and every item that I am eating is made by your wife. I said, yes, Maharaj. Then he said, next question. Does she cook every day for you? I said, yes, Maharaj. Does she cook every day for you? I said, yes, Maharaj. Then they look at my house like this. He said, this is your house? You own this house? I said, yes, Maharaj. So he said, you are a millionaire. I said, no, Maharaj, I'm not a millionaire. I was good salary, but a small salary compared to what you think millionaire. I'm not getting that salary. But he said, you are a true millionaire. Because everything that you eat, your wife cooks for you. And only a millionaire in USA can afford to have his wife cook for him. Because every house, the wife has to work. And because she works, she's not like an Indian, you know, Indian like Vaidehi and Anita and everybody, all of you are so such a wonderful wives. You go home and you cook for your husband, you cook for your children, you cook tiffin for them, you send breakfast for them, breakfast you feed them, you pack lunch for them, everything in the morning between 5 and 7, all things are cooked, and again you come, go home and you make fresh food for your children and you feed them and you feed your mother-in-law also, on the top of that your father-in-law also and your brother-in-law also, everyone you cook. You know, this is such a precious thing, this is unheard of in other countries. What to speak of mother-in-law and father-in-law, they don't cook for the children also. Every day, what they are glorified for, suppose I go to Vaidehi's house, so they still be glorified, she is very expert in this, you know, what she cooks, this is like, only she can cook this, that's her glorification. But in America, if I go and some nice dish comes on your plate, what is the glorification? She knows all the resources which hotel to order from. What is her glorification? She's so expert. She exactly knows what to order from which place. And she's the best person to organize a menu. Here we say what? The best person is one who cooks all the menu. She knows Indian, Italian, Punjabi and South Indian and Maharashtrian and Orissan and this and that. She cooks herself everything. She knows where to get things from and she cooks herself. That's what the glory of a woman in India, the glory of a woman in America, England is, how expert she is in ordering, how much she knows. She goes on internet and she knows where to order things from. That is her expertise. So, in the fourth thing I told you, is if your wife cooks for you every day, you are a millionaire. And we don't value these things. Kya hai? Ka to kaam hi hai banane ka. Usme kya hai? What great things she is doing. But you can't say this in America, an Indian, in Europe. Huh? You can't say this in England and Europe. Like, she gave him full meal for all the flights till he reached and got the first meal there, till all the meals were available. Even my wife also, I went from Delhi, so Kirti Mutreja's house, I was staying there. Kirti Mutreja's husband's brother's marriage, I did. So naturally, I was going from there. So they also cooked for me, fed me fresh dinner at 11:30 in the night, hottest midday dinner, and cooked for me all the meals of all the three flights and gaps in between, till I reached London. And whenever I had my first meal in London, some food was remaining what I carried from India, which I shared with them. But this doesn't happen when people come from there here, by the way. So, it's all illusion, you know. The real wealth is that if your land gives you everything that you need, you are most wealthy people. And we don't value our land, you know. What is lacking here in India is, we don't care for people who are in India. We don't care for the land. We just don't have any importance for them. Outside, a Britisher means, my God, how much respect they have got. A USA person, American, how much respect. And a Saudi, Anafi Saudi, so much respect is there for Saudi. And a Bahraini, the people of the land have so much value, you know. So much care is there. Here, pillu kullu nafar, hina huna, everybody, everywhere, people only. Who cares? Like ants, you know, one footprint and 100 ants die. One train accident, 100 people die. Who cares? There are so many more there. So what, 100 dies? Who cares? So what, we have about 35,000 children every day in India. So many more are coming to India. Huh? They are coaching people there. Give birth to more children. We'll support them. Here, the rule is ulta. If you have 3, all benefits are lost for you. You only have 2, you'll get. After 3, Hare Krishna. You have to go to God only. Don't come to us. In other countries, if you have more, 2 or third child will have more privileges, more benefits, free education, this, that. In Bahrain, the local population is only 5 lakh rupees, people. Total population is 10 lakh people. Full country ka. And 5 lakh are who? Out of 5 lakh, 4 are Malayalis. 4 lakhs out of 10 lakhs are Malayalis. So one language in Arabian Bahraini school is Malayali. Third language is Malayali. English is optional, but Arabic and Malayali has to be there. All the items which they sell in Bahrain are labeled into Arabic, English and Malayali. And they are coaching people so much. Out of the 5 lakh people in Bahrain, 3 lakhs are Shias, 60%. And 40% less number is Sunnis. And 40% are Sunnis, the rulers. So army and the government people are all Sunnis. Like Saudi Arabia, 90% are Sunnis and they rule the country. But Bahrain is ulta. So Shias are now fighting with Sunnis to get the power. And Sunnis by the other Sunni power of Saudi Arabia trying to subdue the Shia power. And what is the one of the effort for they are doing? Oh, Sunnis, create children, more create more children. We are less in number. Leave birth to children more in number. That's what the effort is. So one of the biggest drawback of India is we don't care for people. If Indian government, people are, suppose Indian are suffering in some other country, Indian embassy doesn't care for them. You go to Indian embassy, do application, do dharna, koi value nahi deta usko. Ek American kahin mar gaya to pura doot comes in that country. Kya hua? What happened? 2 Americans died in bomb blast. Why? It's like that. So we don't have value for our people. And we don't value for our country. That's why the biggest setback I got after coming back is the roads, you know. There I did not find one hole in the whole country that I have moved around. Believe me, I'm not joking, no exaggeration. In the farthest gully in the village also, there was no hole in any road. And here I had to find road amongst the whole. What a cultural shock for me. What a shock for me. I landed in India. Only hole I was searching for the road. Where the road? Where the road is? You can't even walk on the road in Mira Road. I just went to Shyamkund Prabhu's house, you know. My God, that Prem Nagar and Tumsakayate Gauru Galaxy, Purvisa. So much khadda there. I can't even walk on this road. What to make of drive a car on this road? They just took me to Tree of Life in Bahrain. Is one tree, you know, which is there in the middle of the desert. There's one huge tree is there. Huge tree. Unbelievable. You can't even grow a shrub there. But in the middle of the whole desert, is one huge tree with branches and going here and going there. Even if I spread my hand like this, na, uska trunk pura nahi hota hai usko. Itna bada trunk hai uska. So everybody goes to see that Tree of Life, bolte hai usko. Ki how a tree can survive. And it's there from time immemorial. Fresh green leaves are there on that, in the desert. No water supply, no rains, nothing. Still the tree is surviving there. So Radhanath Swami went to give a lecture there in Bahrain, only for Arabs in Bahrain. He was invited to give lecture in the institute. You know, only Bahrainis were there. Even devotees in Bahrain were not allowed to come in. So only for a institutional class sound, he was called as a celebrity to give lecture. So he had gone to that tree. And he prayed there for one round, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So the devotees took me also there, you know. So Dr. Krishna Kumar also was driving me, and he was on a posh road, he was driving, and some distance he had to get down and travel through the non-made road. And he was telling, Are car will get spoiled, huh? If I have to drive on this road, it's a very bad road, yeah. It was just a road which is not made road, but it's a very plain, nice. Here you will drive with 60 speed on that. Very jolly. You'll be so happy that there's no hole in that. So this is the contrast. We don't value for our country. Our country has such resources. It is said that so much money of Indians is lying in Swiss bank that we can create and develop 4 Indias. How many Indias? 4 Indias. 4 Bharat desh aap basa sakte ho. Achhi tarah se. Itna India ka hi paisa Swiss bank ke andar hai. Everybody just makes money, exploit you, squeeze you completely of everything and send the money in Swiss bank. And one day they die over here. And their sons take the money over and then they die over there. Money remains there only. Neither they enjoy nor you enjoy. Money just is earned, collected, sanchay and put it in Swiss bank. तो ये मत समझना कि इंडिया भारत बहुत कमजोर कंट्री है, गरीब कंट्री है. गरीब बनाया गया आप लोगों को सबको. यू हैव बीन मेड इनटू पुअर पीपल विथ नो वैल्यू एंड नो डिग्निटी लाइक दैट. वी हैव बीन मेड इनटू लाइक दैट. But so much resource is there, you know, so much resource. Every land is fertile here. So much rain comes here. So much sun is there. Life is there here. So many places are there of tourist spots here. Don't think only England is there, picturesque side, everything, because they have developed that with effort. When there is drizzling rain, but still greenery is so much there because they have developed all this with great mehnat. Wherever you go to stay there, in 5 minutes walk, there's a park. What is your biggest park idea in your mind? Tell me. What is the biggest park you have seen in life? Tell me some names. What, which park you have gone? As yourself, it is the biggest park for you. हाँ उड़ीसा में गए थे पार्क पार्क में पार्क मैं जंगल की बात नहीं कर रहा हूँ मैं फॉरेस्ट की बात नहीं कर रहा हूँ मैं पार्क की बात कर रहा हूँ पार्क जहाँ पर बच्चा बीवी बच्चे जाके बैठते हैं खेलते हैं वापस आते हैं यू आर अ ग्रेट ट्रैवलर वेर यू गॉन विच पार्क यू रिमेम्बर
वेर
Anybody has gone to Shivaji Park? The biggest park to go to play is Shivaji Park. Each park, which is about 5 to 10 minutes from any colony, is about 100 to 200 acres. And minimum 2 huge lakes are in that. And every garden has got lot of walking ways and cycling ways and sitting ways and there are Rajhamsa. I seen first time in my life swans. True swans. I read the name. It was swan only. Not like some variety of swan. True swans moving in this lake. Why? Because they have made everything, you know. They are not that they were there. They have made everything into these situations. And we have so much rains and so much abundance or Lonavala, Mathiran, you know. Even you just drive from here, 10 minutes you drive from here on highway, everything is like London only. Yesterday I was driving from Wada, I was looking on both sides, exactly like London, everything is there, but nobody has done anything on that. No development, just naturally it is growing. Mountains and mountains and mountains and mountains, everything is there. No one values anything. So our country is real rich, because only this month when we go to London, we can go out. After this month, 2 months over, then you can't go out. You have to be inside the house. Children can't go to play outside. All the gardens which they have made so beautiful and parks, all are snowed, fully snowed, completely filled with snow. The lake which they have made is, there is, we can walk on the lake. Full ice is there on that. You can walk. So much feet of ice is made on that. I asked where the ducks go that time. They transmigrate. They go to some other place. They fly and go to some different place. They are only there for 4 months. And then they have to again bring the birds over there, sometimes artificially, to put that in the pond. So life all is there only for 4 months. After that everything is inside. The host who was, Dr. Komal Dalal's sister, she was my host, I was staying there. She said one time in the middle of December, they went for a festival to temple. And they were refusing, no, it's a snowy month, I don't want to come. But they insisted, you have to come. And somehow 10:30 they left temple and they were driving. The whole road was filled with snow. And the car was skidding like this. Trucks were sitting like this. And they said all time they were chanting nursing prayers and finally they reached home. And they decided forever we will never go out. You can't do anything. I said, what about all these gymnasiums and everything? So hardly people go there. It's all heated, but to reach gymnasium also is a big task. Where do children play in the winters? They have heated places indoors, but you know, reaching there is a very big thing. So they have made some jumping places in the house only. You know that jumping place how children jump on that? Circus make them look. Fun and fair में देखते हैं ना वो सब के घर में रखा है उन्होंने सो एट लीस्ट द चिल्ड्रन कैन जंप एंड हैव सम एक्सरसाइज जस्ट इमेजिन हाँ 12 मंथ्स इन इंडिया यू कैन मूव आउट हाउएवर कोल्ड और हीट बट यू कैन स्टिल गो आउट एंड हैव योर फन एंड ट्रैवल शी इज ट्रैवलिंग बाय कार एवरीवेयर यू कैन नॉट इमेजिन ट्रैवलिंग बाय कार एनीवेयर इन द मिडल ऑफ विंटर इज लाइफ एंड डेथ सिचुएशन घर में बैठना अच्छा है उस स्नो में मर गए तो क्या करेंगे ऑल लाइक दिस यू नो या समहाउ द Bulldozers come every day, JCBs, and they are shoveling every day and making the road available for you to go to work. But delays, karke boat rehta hai udhar. Go slow, 20, 40, 30, 40, 40, not 60, 70, 80. All warnings are there constantly, beware, traffic jam ahead, snow ahead and everything. So anyways, to such places Prabhupada went and gave them Krishna. Imagine, he suffered the cold in America and England so much to give them Krishna. That's why there are 8 temples of Hare Krishna in London itself. I didn't know myself also. I knew only 3 of them. Red Bridge and Sower Street and Manor, North London. But there are 8 temples now. They were inviting me to come. There was no time actually. And then there is Midland. Midland is another middle part of the north side, which is made of Leicester and other areas, Coventry and all. And then there is a northern London. It is called Scotland and other places, you know, Glasgow and other. Everywhere there is temple of Hare Krishna. The staying arrangement, there is food arrangement. You can get whatever you want. And it's a miracle actually. Such a place where you can't even survive. And then they have made temples there and devotees chanting Hare Krishna. So anyways, we went to Royal College of Nursing and we met the topmost nursing officer of the whole UK country, who governs the standards of clinical nursing and who also governs the HR policies for nursing. That person we met. First time we met him, and it was 1 hour meeting, and we showed our presentation of spiritual care and everything. I was very impressed. So he said, we need to understand more and I want to have another meeting. And he called us for dinner. And he said, we will call more officers to let them also understand. And then we came back and told everybody, we are called for dinner next week. It's like, for us it was like, okay. But everybody was saying, what? They called you for dinner? British people. Was he British? Asking me. He said, yeah, he's British. All of them were British? Yes, I said, British. He said, British people never call Asians for dinner. For them it's a pride. We ruled these guys for 150 years. So we don't dine with them. They don't stay with them also. In the colonies where Indians stay, only Indians stay. Or Asians stay. British people will not let you rent your for you in their own area. It's a situation, it's a fact. So everybody was praising us. He called you for dinner. It must be great. He must be very happy with all of you. That time we came to know. Maybe it's a true thing. And then I said for immediately, Hari, you are calling us for dinner, but sir, we don't eat all these things and you'll have great difficulty in feeding us dinner. So don't worry, you know, we can have some sandwiches and have our meal with you. some fruits and salad we can have and some drinks we can have maybe. But he said, what do all we don't eat? So I said, we don't eat onion, garlics, we don't take tea, coffee, we don't eat eggs, we don't eat mushroom. Because you have to know that eggs are vegetarian. For them. If you say vegetarian, you book a meal in the flight as a vegetarian, eggs will still come to you, by the way. You have to know. So you have to be very specific what you don't eat. So what we said is that we are vegetarians and we have allergy of eggs. That means, because if you are vegetarian then you can eat eggs, but we said egg yolk, you know, we have a lot of allergy for that, we don't eat that. And mushroom also we can't take, and onion, garlic we can't take. And then they asked why, then I explained them. And then we thought, ki, why to trouble them? I told our one lady who was a nurse, I told her that, see, why to trouble them for finding out a place where this is available and all. You just do research and send a mail to him. So he can choose that out of his 5 restaurants, you can take us for the one place. Because they wanted to host us. So she sent all the research. And the reply came, don't worry, we will cook for you in our RCN only. In our Royal College of Nursing, our kitchen, we have a very good cook, British cook, he will cook for you. I was wondering, kya British cook banayega mere liye? So I told my host, ki dinner tayar rakho. Hum log aisa thoda sa. I told, we'll do formality, we'll eat with them something, but I don't think we can fill our bellies and we'll be hungry. So by the time we travel and train and come back, it'll be late, we'll be hungry. And lo and behold, what a fantastic meal they had cooked for us. Cannot imagine. I wish I could have set everything up. The photographs. There was a menu card, very colorful, near each and every plate. And there were 8 plates decorated there. Menu card was there. 8 items were written down on that. The glass with tissue, 4 kinds of juices. And then immediately after we went at 5:30, only the British cook came with his plate, you know, full plate for everybody. And there were 8 items in that. Pulao, biryani, stuffed by brinjals and raita and papads and what all things I had cooked. My goodness, I can't imagine. And there was so much. After many, many years in my life, I left something on my table. I never leave anything. All prasadam I eat. That's when that comes. That came. I said, so sir, you managed everything. Sir, our cook is very resourceful. He went to internet. He found out all recipes in 1 week's time. And he just went through everything. And he has cooked for you. And he's asking, is it fine? Is it okay? I hope it's not spicy. I hope it is not too low. Inquiring again and again. But I'll tell you, it was one of the best meals that we had. Fully, wonderfully made. And I've taken photographs also. It was a memorable thing. As soon as it came, I very ceremoniously offered it to Krishna. For a few minutes there was silence and I was offering. And then he said, what are you doing? So I explained that we eat everything after offering to the Lord. And I offered my prayers and now all of you can have. They were also waiting till I prayed. And then they had the meal. I mean, it's unbelievable. So we discussed for 2.5 hours. What all of you are doing over here in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, that we talked to them for 2.5 hours. Everything we explained. And somehow, surprisingly, you will come to know that very amazingly, constant news on BBC and newspapers were coming, how nurses are failing in their duties, how they are making mistakes, how National Health Services, NHS hospitals, nurses are goofing up and they are making mistakes and, you know, what to do, who is looking after this, anybody is there, what's happening over here in the country, the health level is going down, nurses are doing so many things, and we were reading all newspapers. So we said, what's happening in newspapers nowadays? He said, we have a big problem here. Nurses are making mistakes these days, more and more. So then I gave a long pravachan on that. I said, people are only expecting a nurse to perform. Who is taking care of the nurse? Where should she should talk when she has difficulty? Then I gave many examples of the hospital that we have so many good performing nurses and suddenly they remain absent or suddenly some mistake happens to their hand. So our conclusion is that what generally would happen is immediately mom will go to the nurse. She'll be called in the office and she'll be given a firing and then some memo will be given to her. That's a natural action. But we have to sit back and think, such an experienced, wonderfully performing nurse, why she is today not coming to on job? Why she came on job after that and she performed a mistake? Why is that? Ask from her. Then she'll tell you, my husband is sick. He's in the hospital. Or she will say, my mother is diagnosed with cancer. There's something disturbing her. That's why she's making mistakes. So do you have any mechanism by which you can take care of them? Talk to them. Try to understand what their difficulties are. They have so many challenges in their life. They have to become mother. They have to become a nurse. They have to become a daughter-in-law of somebody. At least in India. If not in UK. But there are so many roles they have to play. And sometimes a lady can go under stress and make some mistake. Although she doesn't want to make the mistake by intention. But it may happen. Just by situation she's under stress. Do you have any mechanism in RCN by which you can tackle this? He said, no sir. He said, you should have an ombudsman. So before even discussing with us, I told him about spiritual care for your patients. First, talk about spiritual care for your nurses. Set a system. We will help you in putting up the system. To take care of your own people, then they will take care of your patients. And he was damn impressed with that. I said, do you have a system here? He said, nobody is there. Anybody talks to nurses when they are not performing well? No one. Everyone is simply expert in following the rules and regulations and giving the memo effectively. So I stressed upon that and the point was driven well into their mind that they need caring plan for nurses first. So I said that plan you should start right from educational level. When you teach people nursing, that time you start this caring for themselves and then caring for patients. First is not caring for patients, first caring for nurses. Then I explained what all we do here, that for last 13 years I am meeting nurses here and there are many programs for nurses. And they were not believing this actually. They couldn't believe that on duty hours people come and talk about God and discuss things, and it is unbelievable for them. Because there, we are also fortunate here. We are paid by monthly salary, na? When you joined the interview, they told you? Weekly salary? Monthly salary, right? With gratuity and with provident fund and everything. People in London are paid by hours. Some people work 20 hours a month. Some people work 48 hours a month. Some people work 25 hours a month. And whatever hours they fill up, in a day also if you come for 8 hours or 10 hours, you will be paid for 10 hours, not for a day. That's a system I'm offering. You know, so they are very expert in meticulously planning and counting and calculating. But where you go out of the India, na, personal touch is not there. People are very beautiful. But no one wants to become friendly with you. Not even with themselves also. Everybody is lonely over there. I saw some, when I came out from RCN meeting, we were very happy. So went to the park next to that, sat down and discussed. And I saw two girls embracing one another on the middle of the road and crying and crying and crying. I had to put immediately photographs of them. Long time they were in embrace and shedding tears. So what do you gather from this scene? There's no one to love there. Hardly anybody loves you. And somebody you meet who loves you really, then they have to cry because they met you somebody whom we love you. Yes, I am. So anyway, as a result of our meeting, they have discussed, they say that they in the next the dinner meeting, they called two big officers. One of them is a PhD in nursing. He's a doctorate. And he is the author of a curriculum of degree in spiritual care in nursing. Kya bola maine? Author of a degree course in spiritual care in nursing, which not yet published. It's still yet to come in the website. But he was the author, we were told, and he is himself a PhD in nursing. Very nice person, very nice gentleman, very humble and very inquisitive, and he asked many questions about spiritual care, kya hota hai, kaise karte hai aap log, what all you do and what other things are. So very open discussion took place, and everything that needs to be told were told to them. We had a very satisfactory meeting and everybody was satisfied. Their questions ended, our talks ended, and then we left at 7:30. 2.5 hours to meet, 5 o'clock. One good thing about abroad is everybody follows time. 5 o'clock means we were there at 4:45. Sharp 5, Tony, Steve and Wilfred, they came down 5 o'clock. Sharp 5:15, the dinner came on our table. Imagine. Just because the RCN, Royal College of Nursing, was going to get closed in the evening, door going to locked by security, we left at 7:30. Otherwise, maybe they could have continued with us. So now they have said that they will meet within themselves and come forward for 1, 2, 3, 4 things. One is they will try to come to India and visit a hospital and visit all of you. They will do the course of nursing, spiritual care in nursing that we are doing here. They will do the course also. And they said that they will like to incorporate at least a part of the program of your nursing curriculum into their nursing curriculum. But it's all long-term plans. They say tomorrow it can't be incorporated. It's a long procedure, government, health ministry, there's so many things are there. They'll have to work out for a long time. And they said that they have funds for doing research in spiritual care. How spiritual care affects health. There should be research and documentation so they can give the funds for, because I told Dr. Komal Dalal is now qualified research and Mr. Dr. Sarveshwar is there. Sarvekar, na? So, Sarvekar. So, I told them that we have a department now and we are going into research. So, they have proposed that what we can do for you, let us know, because something should come out of it officially or what you call technically and in a documentation point of view. So, a lot more things are ahead of us, and our desire also is that they may come sometimes after 8 months, 5 months, 6 months, I don't know when they will come. Or they may come, may not come, that all depends on our prayers. But if at all they come, we want that a majority of you should be taken that course already. So, we told them that we have trained 1500 nurses in our course. But how many in the hospital we have trained? मतलब हम लोग हाँ few of them only few ना out of what is the percentage what they will imagine कि अरे 1500 लोगों को बाहर का किया तो अंदर के सब लोग तो trained हो गए इसके अंदर ना fully certified ऐसा नहीं ना so we have now trained all the tutors before we went we trained tutors in that now they are giving exam on Wednesday exam is on Wednesday yeah and then we did a course of certificate course of clinical chaplaincy. That means those who are not nursing people or medical people. Non-nursing, non-medical people, they can become spiritual caregivers. Like our spiritual care assistants are not medical people. But they are purely spiritual caregivers, non-medical. So we train 25 of ISKCON devotees into clinical chaplaincy. Now they are qualified to go into hospitals and give spiritual care to anybody. Our spiritual care is generic in nature. It's not, we may be Hare Krishnas and Vaishnavas, our culture may be like that, but what we give to people is generic in nature. So that generic course was taught by us, me and Ramcharan Prabhu, to 25 of ISKCON's very senior devotees. Two of them were disciples of Prabhupada, very elderly people, worthy to become our teachers, but we took the course for them. And believe me, they all wrote exams. And their certificate distribution program was broadcasted on mayapur.tv on internet, live. But most people couldn't open here, but we have recording of that. And now the ISKCON world in UK is calling us to give that course to many parts of England. North, East, South, Central, further North, everywhere they are calling us. So we'll have to see how we can plan that and everything. So clinical chaplaincy or spiritual care giving is a movement. It's not just a small thing, you know. It's a movement and it will take place in a very nice way in the future, it looks like. And now, because it happened in England and our ISKCON communications gave the news on many international websites, so now the requests are coming from many other countries. It should be all over. And I went to Bahrain, already the news had come to Bahrain that please do a course in Bahrain also. So I said we have two hands and two legs and one brain. We'll see how we can do it in the future. So this is in brief our report of London. But the message for all of you is that love India for whatever it is. When you go out, na, believe me, then only you come to know what India is. We have heard in our scriptures, we have read that to take birth in India, one has to perform lot of pious activities to be able to take birth in India. Not necessarily as Hindus, by the way. Just to take birth in India, even for an animal, one has to perform lots of pious activities. Because this land is filled with saintly people and filled with incarnations of God appearing over here. So one cannot just ordinarily appear or take birth here in the land of India. Bharat bhumite hoilo manushya janma jar. A big shloka Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, it's not ordinary to take birth in India. And the first and foremost duty of the person to born in India is to become devotee of the Lord. Manushya janma sarthak kori karo paropkar. The duty of these people who are born in India is to take the advantage and become spiritual immediately and make your life successful. Sarthak kori. And then karo paropkar. What are we doing? Exactly ulta. We want to leave this country and go others, other country, enjoy luxuries over there. Make money over there. So when Prabhupada went to London, a reporter asked Prabhupada, why you came here? Why should you come here? Prabhupada gave up, because everybody thinks that whoever comes from abroad here, they look down upon you. They think that you are after our money. You want to make pounds and dollars and make your life richer, and India is a very poor stricken country, country of beggars, you know, they feel like that. They feel that India is country of beggars, lots of beggars everywhere. Wherever you go, the common feature, the most prominent feature that you see is beggars. Anyway, 2 minutes more, I will not take more time. Hare Krishna. So, Bhante, just 2 minutes you bear. It's not as hot in London. Otherwise, I would go first out of this place. So, everyone goes from India to other countries just to enjoy luxury over there and to make money and not come back here. So, that reporter also thought, ek aur sadhu aa gaya paisa banane ke liye. So, he said, you people have ruled us for 150 years and you stole everything from India. Koinur Hira, diamond also you stole. Tipuji's sword you stole. Bhavani Talwar you stole. Everything what was most precious, wealthy from India, you have stolen everything and made an official museum over there. What do you go and see there? Are apna Shivaji ka Talwar. Are apna Tata Tope ka Talwar. Apna Koinur diamond. Everything apna hi hai sab. Kuch paraya nahi hai sab apne ghar ka hai sab udhar hai. एन ऑफिशियल बना के रखा है, उनका प्रॉपर्टी बना के रखा है उसको. यू गो एंड सी दैट थिंग. ये देखो हमारा साउथ इंडिया से चुराया हुआ तलवार, ये महाराष्ट्र का तलवार, ये सब रखा है उधर. सो ही सेड यू पीपल नाउ लिसन टू दिस केयरफुली, यू पीपल स्टोल एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम हियर बट यू हैव फॉरगॉटन टू स्टील वन थिंग फ्रॉम देयर, दैट इज डिवोशन टू गॉड एंड दैट इज व्हाई आई हैव कम टू डिलीवर इट पर्सनली टू यू. I have not sent somebody, I have come personally to give you what you have forgotten to steal from our country, what actually you should have stolen. You forgot to steal, so I have come to give you that. So if at all we go there, we should go to give our wealth over there, not to bring that wealth over here. Because a country that doesn't give you food to eat from their own land, how can you call the country wealthy? Your land is giving you its own food, own grown in the own land, you know, seasonal. Variety of things. So you should be proud of your country and try to increase value for our own self dignity so that we can love our country, make our country better and try to be proud Indians rather than India will neither I respect you nor you respect me. No one respects each other. Instead of that, you should have value for our country, our culture. There's nothing like guest reception there, by the way. Please understand. Only devotees. Rest everybody, if you take picture also, they'll come out and inform police ki somebody is taking photographs. India mein kaise aate foreigners? Camera to chalu nahi tha unka, dhana dhan. Udhar nahi kar sakte hain. If you go and take their picture in America, na, they will not like it. But yahan par they come with camera and shoot everything, whatever they want. Because they know it's India, ultimately. They can go in any house and say we are hungry, they'll feed you. Can you dare to go to America and England and say we are hungry? जैसे इंडिया में बिक नहीं मिलता है इधर क्यों आए बिक मांगने के लिए. सो एनीवे देयर आर मेनी थिंग्स यू नो एवरी टाइम आई गो अब्रॉड आई कम विद मोर लव फॉर इंडिया एक्चुअली बिकॉज़ व्हाट वी कैन डू इन इंडिया वी कैन नॉट डू एनीवेयर एल्स. फॉरमोस्ट ऑफ डिवोशन टू लॉर्ड इज सो एबंडेंटली अवेलेबल हियर विच यू कैन प्रैक्टिस फ्रीली ऑल्सो. दिस इज ओनली लैंड वेर यू कैन प्रैक्टिस क्रिश्चियनिटी, इस्लाम, हिंदुइज्म एंड बहाइज्म, बुद्धिज्म एंड नोइज्म, एनीथिंग कैन बी फॉलोड हियर फ्री. On the road you do, in the house you do, on the terrace you do, in the air you do, underwater you do, no problem. No rules and regulation here. Anything of God you can do freely here. But there everything has to be taken permission. You can't do. So Bharat Mata ki jai. Anyway, it is 16th August, very relevant. All my talks are very relevant. Patriotism. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.